It's Panel Beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we?
What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello, and welcome to Panel Beaters Episode 4.
Hello.
This is, by the way, I'm not building this up too much. This is definitely our very best one.
It's all right.
It's brilliant. I mean, I think everybody agreed on the night. It was just great.
It's good if you like that sort of thing. I mean, they're good at what, yeah, they're good at what they did. You know what
they
do.
But I mean, it's not just jokes. It goes beyond jokes. It's the heart of comedy. It's like everything you would want.
Comedy's subjective. It's always just because people like different things.
I mean, people actually said afterwards, I mean, like true comedy fans said that they've reevaluated their whole view of comedy after this episode. It features, by the way, I'm hosting, as always.
Yeah, same old.
Same old. There's Danny McLaughlin, who's fantastic on it.
Yeah, whatever.
Jason Cook, who's absolutely brilliant.
No.
Dave Williams, tremendous as always.
Yeah.
Death, you know, rocking it like only Death can.
Anyone missing from that? Anyone missing?
No, that's pretty much all we needed. That's all we needed in the end.
What you've got there is you've got a dream team without a dream.
Yeah. When Martin Luther had a dream, apparently it was Gary Delaney. That was what killed him.
So anyway, look, I'm not in this one.
He's not in this one.
And it went really fucking well.
Yeah, really well.
That really annoys me, quite frankly.
Hang around until the end, because the roast of a member of the audience is literally the funniest thing I have seen for a decade.
Yeah, whatever.
It was absolutely brilliant. It is class warfare at a very high level.
I mean, it lacked a certain something.
Yeah, you know how panel shows are too sort of like, oh, mean and stuff. This one definitely is, and we're really quite proud of that fact.
I thought it was lacking its mean element. I thought mean only works best when it's a word with two meanings, one of which is horrible. That's the definition in my dictionary.
Yeah, because mean normally means average, and this show is way above average this episode. Oh, it's so good. I mean, seriously, listen to it alone, because you might start, you know, doing some things. Anyway, enjoy this, and we'll speak to you afterwards.
Fuck off.
Live from the Stand Newcastle, it's Panel Beaters! I'm your host, Cueve MacDonald. Let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one, buzz your buzz and tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name is Dave Williams. I have the body of a man 20 years younger than me, so if anyone's got any bin bags and bleach, I'd be very grateful.
Contestant number two.
Hi, I'm Danny McLaughlin, and I am really excited to play this, my first gig, in front of 800 people.
Thank you very much. Contestant number three.
Hi, I'm Nelson Mandela.
I don't think that Nelson Mandela line got enough to justify you blacking up for this, I've got to say.
Hello, I'm Jason Cook, and I'm a nationally convicted pirate, and I ate a family-sized bread and butter pudding for the gig, and I'm now regretting it.
Right, and oh, we should also say for the podcast, we are also joined by Death, as always.
Now then.
So, how's your week been?
It's been pretty good, mate. Went on holiday, went to France, got kicked off the beach. Pretty annoying. I think it was the beard.
You're Death Keeney. I like it. Yeah. I've almost forgiven you for Gene Wilder now.
I'm honest, mate, if anyone needs any Wonka bars, I've got fucking shitloads now. Got a right backlog. Too soon.
Oh, we've got more people coming in. Come on in. You're just in time. You've missed fuck. Are you with the casino as well? No. Oh, fantastic. What's going on here? Are you all... It's Harriet's birthday. I like the way that one... Is it just me who's creeped out by the one weird bloke who clapped that? That's fantastic. On a birthday cake full of Rohypnol in the van. I'll bring it everywhere just in case.
Hello, Harriet. Which one's Harriet? What's your name?
Oh, Harry.
You missed it. As soon as I heard your accent, I looked up and I went, thank you, thank you. We've come here, it's Harriet's birthday. We didn't want to come, but we've been outside and it's full of what I can only describe as the poor, and we don't like it. We've come in here. What's going on? Is it poetry? I'm not quite sure. Harriet's crying. She's menstruating. Don't tell me how I know. That's, and you see, you're a Geordie Harriet as well? I am. I bloody am as well. I am. I have looked at Greg's. And Harry, you're a Geordie? You fucking nuts! You're nuts! Have you ever had a white plastic Christmas tree? Fucking no, you haven't! Just come down for the bants. Fantastic. On to round one. This is the elevator pitch round, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, I'm going to throw some ideas out. They're going to give me their big ideas for them. Very simple. Right, number one. Gentlemen, pitch me ways to improve train travel.
I think monkeys should drive the trains. It'd be fucking well good. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Imagine, like, just, all right, oh, look, you see the little monkey in a hat and stuff. And there'd be an excuse for why the toilets are always covered in shit. They could just go, monkey did it. And everyone's like, yeah, that's the behaviour of a monkey. That's fine. But when it's not monkeys, and you just got to wonder where it's come from, and you'd be less wary. I think I'd be more excited if it was monkey shit. It's like, oh, it's a train and a safari at the same time. It's worth the, it's worth the fucking 900 quid I've spent to go 16 miles.
So, Danny, if you were walking down the street and got hit in the head with a turd, if you turned around and saw a monkey, would
if
you be
if it was a
it?
Monkey shit, I'd be like, fair.
If it was a monkey shit but it wasn't thrown by a monkey, like if a bloke could just hit you in the head
I would applaud that man's resolve. Anyone that wants to go and deal with that and put his hand in a monkey shit just to throw at me, fair play to the guy. Especially if he's got it in his hand and he's clapping with it now at the back.
He's with us tonight.
Right, any other ways to improve trade?
I think cheaper tickets if you agree to someone sitting on your lap. Okay, good.
Yeah, that'd be good as well, because there'd be arguments. You'd be like, oh, I reserve that fat one. I want to sit on her. Yeah. She looks well comfortable. I reserved her. There'd be arguments over it. I don't want the bony one. I haven't reserved that. I reserved the fat one with the table.
He's got his own armrest.
Yeah.
A fat one with a table is a nightmare. You're going to be just crushed in. It's a disaster. You want a skinny one with a table. Right, anything else on train travel?
Soundproof helmets for babies on trains. So only they can hear the noise they make. Trapped in their own prison. When I'm trying to quietly watch porn at an angle where no one sees. Do you know what I mean? Close the curtain, no reflections. I'm an expert.
Oh, well, be honest, the question how to improve train travel has taken a weird turn, isn't it? It's now got into Jason's peculiar wanking habits. Right, that's next question. Funny. Pitch me a new day of the week.
Wednesat. It's a midweek weekend that would make Wednesday Friday, but also means that Thursday would become Monday, which wouldn't be so bad because you know that the next day was Friday.
You've completely lost Grover's Casino. Book it out. Fantastic. Any other ideas for
baby? Shunday. You get to ignore all the people you really can't stick, but you have to pretend you like. Not looking at you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean, I just realised what I was doing there. That wasn't intentional. It's because you're our chair.
I've got Dratter Day, which is a day where you have to use like curse words from like the 20s. So you can't swear, you just be like, oh, jeepers, and shit like that. But then once a month is Twatter Day, where you have to call everyone a cunt. So it's like the opposite.
I've got another one. Midi Christmas Day. Every week it's Christmas Day. Now we're on board, aren't we? Every week you've got to get presents, you've got to have a big dinner, you've got to put it with your family every week.
You've got to watch...
Every fucking week.
Why would you do that?
Because initially it's a good idea. And then 3 weeks in you realise it's a shit idea. And then 5 weeks in you do what you do everywhere when you look around your family at the Christmas dinner table and go, how did I survive, you people? You buy fucking horrible people, you bungling retards.
And after 10 weeks...
Bungling retards.
Bungling's a good word.
How have you not done greeting cards at this point in your career?
How about Whore's Day? You stimulated the local economy. one clap at the back. I hope that was a hand.
Yes. Number three, this works out handily. Task we should train a monkey to do.
Drive trains. Fucking defo.
Racist football champs.
I think we should train monkeys to ride horses and dress like men and then just hang out for when people come out of comas in the hospital so they think it's the Planet of the Apes. They're like, shit, it's happened.
It's like, ah. I'll only do that if every Wednesday they have to dress up like it's Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little Christmas jumper.
The little Christmas monkey baby Jesus.
Oh, how good would a monkey nativity be? Just everything in the... Even the fucking donkey could be a monkey in a suit. Come on, people, let's make this happen.
It's going to be Rhesus Christ.
Moving on. Question 4. Pitch me ideas for a new emotion.
Shelf doubt. The belief that you're probably pretty shit at DIY.
Trump Treague. Where you're fascinated with him and you just can't stop watching him and he's hilarious, but he might actually win this election and we'll all die. You're excited and frightened at the same time. Like having sex with barbed wire. He's like a racist Basil Brush.
But I nearly got to introduce Basil Brush at Glastonbury this year. He was doing the kids' field, and I was backstage doing another little gig, and we nearly got him to do a late show. And I thought, how fucking cool would that be, introducing Basil Brush, one of the few people not affected by Operation U-Tree? It would have been brilliant, wouldn't it?
Like, apparently, as far as we know.
Well, apparently, I heard the man operating may have had a hand in it. But but how cool to introduce Basil. What's he like off stage? Oh, quiet.
Moving on.
One more. Dara Noya, the feeling that there'll always be a more successful Irish comedian.
Moving on. He's a very nice man. I'm hoping to get a quote for the front of my book. We're gonna have a roast, ladies and gentlemen. You know, like MTV when they have a roast when like Donald Trump or David Hasselhoff and all that stuff. Well, they weren't available, so we're going to have a roast, wait for it, for one of you.
Harry.
Harriet?
Harry. Not Harry, it's Harry.
Harry, Harry, okay.
Shall I go meet Harry?
Death, go meet Harry.
Right, where's my cable? Right, you get that off for us.
I could do 9 hours on Harry, blind.
Hello, Harry. Hello, Harry. Just feed me cable. Feed me cable. Hello, Harry. Out the way, Harriet. You fuck off. Right, I'm coming sitting on your knee. Right, Harry, we need to have a little chat, mate. Right, we just need to have a little chat. Don't worry, it's not happening yet. You've got 20 years, mate. You look healthy. What do you do for a living?
I've just graduated.
You just graduated what from?
Durham. Of
course it's fucking Durham. Of course it's fucking Durham.
Harry, make this hard for fuck's sake.
Right, we'll get to that. Right, what degree did you do?
Geography.
You did geography. Where are you going to work when you leave?
Buckingham Palace.
Fuck off!
Mate, Jesus Christ, we've got some fucking gold over here. Have you got any hobbies?
I like to sing.
You like to sing? Mm. What kind of music?
It's just whatever's on the radio.
I assumed it was some sort of a cappella group.
Which radio station, Harry?
Radio 3.
No. Which radio station, Harry?
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Have you got any pets, Harry?
Yeah, I've got a dog.
You've got a dog? What's it called?
Pippa.
Pippa the dog.
Pippa,
for fuck's sake. Pippa. What kind of dog is Pippa, Harry?
Border terrier.
A wanker's dog.
Right, I think we've got Franklin Farty wants to work with Harry. Thank you very much to Harry. We'll have that in the second section.
That's going to be the easiest fucking roast that's ever happened.
No. He did most of the work himself. We can just read out this list and that's most of it done. Round 3 is future news. Basically, Death, being all-knowing, knows the future. He's given us the first half of some headlines. The guy's going to have to finish them off. Okay, here we go. Number 1. EU to convince Britain to stay by...
being a mental ex-girlfriend. Hey, what are you doing? Nothing? Oh, you left some stuff in the flat. Like a trade agreement or something. That's what you left. So do you want to come round... We're going to have sex? No, yes. No. Yes, the best ever. No. No, yes. That's how it's going to happen.
Like Angela Merkel standing outside with a boombox. Bong! Transfer day drama as Sunderland acquires...
the old Man United tea lady, stewards, kit man, and kit.
A currency other than the pebble.
Anyone from Sunderland in? No, it was a long shot, wasn't it?
Even at £5, we have priced the fuck out.
Right, next. Bong. School trip from Newcastle. Home safe after...
successful tour of Afghanistan.
Kidnappers return all kids after 5 minutes and sue for damages.
That is an unhappy pedo.
A very carefully guided tour of the BBC.
By a very unhappy pedo. Fuck it, I've got a catchphrase. Fantastic. Do you want to do the roast? Yeah. As he, first off, we can round of applause. Harry, ladies and gentlemen, is still here. Which, whoop, whoop. That shows a lack of fucking self-preservation to the things that is admirable in this day and age. Most people would head for the hills. Fuck it, no, here he is. So, Harry...
it's either that or he knows people that can have us killed.
Right, like you guys know people who could have people killed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I'm literally it.
Yeah, to be fair.
He's subcontracting, mate.
Well, you've made this weird. Right, okay. We should remind ourselves, his name is Harry Adair. He studied at Durham University, where he got a degree in geography. He's now going to work at Buckingham Palace, assuming he can find it. He loves to sing, along with whatever's on the Radio 1. He has a dog called Pippa. And I don't know if that comes across, but he's posh as fuck. So, Harry Adair, take it away. Gentlemen, do you want to buzz in or just fucking go for it? Feel free.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Destroy him. Everything about him. Make him cry. Posh bastard. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him with his matching shoes.
With his shoes.
Showing up. Harry, right. Harry's so posh, he doesn't shit. He lays eggs. Harry was raped so hard in boarding school that when he farts, it sounds like a ghost's yawn.
Harry only did geography because he thought clitoris was a Greek island and he couldn't find it.
Harry did geography because he owns an island and he wanted to find it.
Harry's going to work in Buckingham Palace, or as he calls it, downsizing. Harry's got a Border Terrier, which is also his dad's name for his uncle, Nigel Farage.
I think this can only end in one way, ladies and gentlemen. I think Harry needs to get on stage and sing us a song, don't you? Yeah! Harry, up you come. Come sing something from the Hit Parade for your Uncle Queeve.
Fucking Latin.
There you go, Harry. Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up. This is your big break, mate. This is the one. Seriously, mate. Seriously, don't fuck this up, right? This is your big fucking chance, right? This is it for you. This is it for you. All you've got is thousands of years of privilege behind you. If you fuck this up, you will never... Yeah, you're white and posh. You'll be fine.
What would you like to sing?
The national anthem.
The national anthem?
That grime classic.
Oh, I'll be honest, I was on the fence till this point. Now I think he's a cunt. You fire away, son. I'll be over here enjoying 800 years of oppression.
Sing the national anthem of the country that buys most guns off your dad.
Okay, join in if you know the words.
Go on, Harry, son. Nail it. Up you go. Harry.
God save our gracious queen. Long live our noble queen. God save our queen.
Ha, 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 ha.
Send her victorious, happy and...
Get your phones out!
Long to reign over us, God save our queen.
All right, it's a good job he's got a degree in it.
He calls her Auntie Liz.
Daddy, yeah, working class people mocked me, but they did. Yeah. They did. They're in a cellar now. Buy it and burn it immediately.
I was going to say, well done for owning your poshness, but fuck it, he owns everything else. He might as well own that too.
I love his smile as well, the middle class smile. Oh, I am being made quite the wag tonight. Well, at least I'm involved. Father said I need to learn to talk to the people that drive his vans.
Right, this is the final round, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Hooray!
This is the Quotey McQuoteface round. It's a very simple round. Basically, we've taken some famous quotes from people in history, and we've removed a word or words, and they have to fill in the blank. Good, you're so excited, I like it. We've got four of these bad boys, let's go. This is from Nietzsche. That which does not kill us makes us blank.
Breakfast.
Bald and weak.
Moving on. Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by. And that, blank.
Apparently gives me free rein to put up endless annoying inspirational fucking Facebook statuses.
That is why I ate all them breadcrumbs.
We took the road less travelled, and that was because you said, oh, I know a shortcut, it'll cut loads of traffic, and of course I fucking listened to you, because I always do, and I was stuck in three convoys of trucks, and I want a divorce.
Right, J. Robert Oppenheimer. I am become blank, the destroyer of worlds.
Colin.
Those packets that scissors come in that you can't fucking open. Fucking hate them pricks.
Harry Adair.
Finally, last one. Big finish, lads. Pull it out of the bag. JFK. We have nothing to fear but...
gluten, apparently.
Harry Adair.
Icky, icky spiders. People with a good aim.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of that round. Assume the position. Death now is going to assume the position where he has to decide one of them is going to die, ladies and gentlemen. So he has to put his hand on someone's shoulder and give them the touch of death.
Don't you?
Do you want to, Danny? Give me your. Do you want to give your summing up before you do the touch of death, in a microphone so it's on the podcast?
That'd fucking help, wouldn't it? Right. Yeah. Basically, right. You know, it's been a good night. We've all had a lot of fun, is what I'd say. But you know, overall, it's been a pretty even field. It's going to be a tough decision, but you know, I like killing people, so let's get this on.
Okay. Drum roll, ladies and gentlemen. And Death's got his hand up. He's over Dave. He's over Danny. He's over Jason. Oh my God! It's so. Dave's gone! Oh! Famous last words, you utter cunt death. There we go.
I hope those are my last words one time.
No, you're actually dead now. You're supposed to be dead. Yeah, that's well done for not. Close your eyes and slump a bit. Fuck it. Just pretend you're having sex.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah. People can sense it at home. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been absolutely lovely. A big thank you to the stand. Round of applause for all the staff. Round of applause for our audience. You've been a good sport. Harriet on her birthday. And give it up for all the people you saw. You saw Jason Cook, Danny McLaughlin, Dave Williams, a bloke who looked a bit like Rob Mulholland. And I've been Quivus Maximus III, Duke of Windsor. Fuck you all. Thank you very much. Good night.
So there you go. That was episode 4, our very best one ever.
Yeah, well, we're sorry. I know it's not up to our usual standard. We'll be back to normal on the next one after next.
Don't threaten the audience, Gary. Don't threaten the audience. If you'd like that, and why wouldn't you? I know we keep saying this, but it is really important. Take a couple of minutes. Just rate it, review it on iTunes, Podomatic, whatever you're on, because that really just helps an awful lot. And we want to get it out there so we can get, you know, people come along to the live shows and all that sort of stuff.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it really will help. So please do put up a review, and please say that I'm the best one and I should be in all of them.
Yeah. And go to panelbeaterscomedy.com, because if it's not already out, it probably isn't, but the The best of bits from all the other shows are going to be out very, very soon. So if you want to get hold of that, the only way you can get hold of the best of Rude bits is get on the Panel Beaters mailing list. So panelbeaterscomedy.com, go there, sign up, and you'll hear all... Because, I mean, that show had so many bits we couldn't fit into the recording because it was so good from start to finish. So,
Yes, so there you go. So wait, so go and have a listen to the... have a listen to the Too Hot for Mock the Week podcast.
To be fair, the actual podcast is Too Hot for Mock the Week. That one is Too Hot for our podcast. That's like extra hot, hot, hot. As always, thank you, Richard Masser, who does all our knock-twiddle and everyone else helps out with stuff. And we will speak to you next week.
And sorry in particular to the ladies for my absence.
Yes, yes, ladies have often felt his absence. Often while he's in the room. Anyway, see you next week. Bye-bye.